WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. They're called deep fake videos. Videos where faces and audio have been manipulated by technology, and there's a growing chance that they could be used in the upcoming presidential campaign that's really just getting underway. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit about this and what's being done to find them and fight them is Edward Delp, a director of Video and Imaging Processing Laboratory at Purdue University. Edward, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We appreciate you being on with us this morning. Talk to us a little bit first about, again, what we're talking about here. I think some of us have seen some of these deep fake videos and news stories. Give us a sense of how well they're done and how they're being spread out around the world.
Well, I mean, I think that the term deep fakes is, in many ways, it's not a technical term. It's a term that has become used in our society for any type of manipulated image or video content. It also could apply to audio. In particular, the work we're doing, we're looking at a particular type of video manipulation where the video is manipulated using certain types of tools from machine learning to make fake video. In particular, the ones we were concentrating on were videos that were done using were face swapping videos, where you would try to insert somebody else's face into the video. And I think, you know, there's a lot of other simpler video manipulation tools that are out there. And, you know, I think we recently saw one of these with this Nancy Pelosi video, this, you know, the Speaker of the House, where that really, in a sense, wasn't a deep fake. That was using more what I would call classical video manipulation techniques.
Yeah, one of the deep fakes I'm thinking about, I think a lot of people may have seen this one, was the President Obama and a person on the right who was a comedian. And they had he was doing Mr. Obama's voice, and the end result looked almost real.
Yes, yeah, I mean, those are types of techniques that, again, use these machine learning techniques, in particular a type of machine learning known as deep learning.
So as we you know, move forward here, the chance of these things popping up is probably going to grow, right? If we're heading into the presidential election, the threat of that. I mean, I can imagine if we open up TV one morning and we saw a candidate, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi there, but it's something more sophisticated, saying they want a tax increase or they want to do this or that, that seems contrary, that could spread pretty quickly. Talk to us about the threat here.
Well, I mean, I think these tools are available. There is a particular tool that actually is called deepfakes that's available for free on the internet. Anybody can download it and use it, and you can make a fake video. And so I think people are going to be definitely doing this. This is not, in many ways, is not anything new. People have been faking, you know, images for more than 100 years. And so the problem, though, of course, is the tools are becoming very readily available, and they're not too hard to use. Now, the problem, of course, is going to be the quality of, you know, what types of fake videos are created. Some of them are really very bad, and you can spot them. But other ones that people that take more time and are a little bit more sophisticated in their knowledge, though, should be able to make some pretty decent fake videos. And there's other implications other than just the you know, the political area. I mean, you know, there are other areas of concern where people might use these.
The thing that is new is how you're finding them. And you're working on that with some students at Purdue University, sort of fighting artificial intelligence and machine learning with artificial intelligence and machine learning. Talk to us a little bit about how you're finding ways to find these videos a little bit more easily.
Yeah, we've developed some tools that are able to detect some of these manipulated videos, these deepfake videos. And this is a project we've been working on for more than a year. And again, as you mentioned, we are sort of using AI to fight these things. We have developed some other deep learning approaches to allow us to be able to detect if a video is manipulated or not. And our technique also is the manipulations get better, and we can have more access to them, our system will actually learn and be able to detect the techniques. You know, in many ways, this is going to be an arms race. You know, you're going to have people who are making these things and people like my group that are interested in being able to detect them. So it's going to be a continuing, you know, sort of chase for the coming future.
And so where will all this come out in the wash, Edward? Will we have some sort of device that will be able to help all of us spot these things in the future, or where? How will this work?
I think in the future, there, you know, you will have tools to be able to do this. I also think there'll be a lot of content providers that might be providing these types of tools, like perhaps, and again, I'm not speaking for any of these companies, but, you know, I could see a company like Facebook or Google, you know, with YouTube, could maybe have tools that, you know, as these videos would get uploaded on other platforms, they could use these tools to and, you know, label a particular video as maybe being suspect. You know, it's also possible that some content providers may provide these types of tools. So I think in the future there will be tools available that people will be able to detect these types of things. Unfortunately, they're not available to the general public at this time, but I think that's coming.
You caught the attention of the Department of Defense. You've got a grant, I believe, or you won at least a prize from DARPA, which is the cool new technology organization. Are we talking about nation states here that are going to be able to do this the best, and so we as a nation state have to fight it that way?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for DARPA. I mean, we have a grant from the Department of Defense as part of DARPA, and we're working on this. We've been working on this problem. You know, we've had a grant from DARPA for 3 years. We've been working on this problem, this particular problem, for about a little bit more than a year. I think you're going to, you know, the fact of the matter is the more tools, the more money you have, the more computation you have, the more access you have to some of these sophisticated things, you know, the better you're going to be able to make, you know, make these manipulated videos. And so, you know, the more resources they have, the better you're going to do. Now, on the other hand, the more resources you have to detect them, you're going to do a better job at detecting them.
You mentioned the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi video where the video made it look like she was drunk. Facebook has not taken that down yet, even though they know that it's not a real video or that it's been manipulated. That's kind of part of the conversation too, isn't it? These organizations, when confronted with fake videos, need to act on them, don't they?
Well, I mean, this is a policy decision that these companies have to make. You know, I'm a technical guy. I don't do those types of things. You know, we're interested in providing tools so people can be able to detect these things. But, you know, I think those are conversations those companies need to have, not only with inside themselves, but also with the users of their platform.
So what do you do next? If you had to have your choice of wherever you wanted to study this or work on this, what would be the thing that you'd want to tackle more quickly?
Well, I mean, we're continuing to look at this problem, and these videos are getting, you know, better and better. I mean, some of the if you looked at carefully at some of the earlier ones, particularly ones using this machine learning approach, they didn't do a very good job of things like eye blinking and things like that. They're getting better at that. So now we are looking at models for being able to detect whether, you know, there's eye blinking, and there's a few other techniques we're looking at to be able to identify whether or not the particular video has been manipulated. So we're continuing to work on the problem, and, you know, our methods are getting better. We have some learning techniques that are built into our methods, so we're continuing to work on it.
Well, Edward, we appreciate you being with us this morning and sharing some of your research.
Sure.
And work with us. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Edward Dell, Director of the Video and Imaging Processing Laboratory over at Purdue University.